This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
John and Lance.
Drunk and stabbed. Yeah. That's a bad combination.
Yeah.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We're back. Hour number two. John Dell and Mapes. John Dell and Mapes right here with you on ESPN 97.5. Got a call earlier about CJ versus Davis Mills. Is that, I don't even know that that is a...
It's not a real thing.
It's not a thing.
I mean,
it's
might be.
It's not a thing with the Texans anyway.
Not a chance. It would have to be more performances, which were outliers, that we saw from him in the playoffs for that to be a thing the Texans consider. I think we talked about it this week, how he would have to be legitimately costing the team games, not playing poorly and they lose, but like being flat out awful where you can't win with him. And then there might be a conversation, but no, they're not looking for that. There's no chance. He'd have to be terrible. And I don't see him being terrible this year.
Yeah, no. Well, okay. I mean, there's obviously a chance.
He's don't see it. I think he will be what he has been the last couple years, which might not thrill people, but the Texans would be fine with that quarterback along with the rest of the team. It just then would become a question of how much is that quarterback really worth. But the quarterback they've gotten in 24 and 25, I think that's fine enough for this team this year. We'd love to see him reach higher heights, but maybe that's not in the cards.
How big a deal is it that Jalen Noel is starting on the non-football injury list?
Yeah, I saw that. That one came up, but it also was coupled with Tank not having any designation, which people were happy with.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's bad for Jalen.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, we'll have
if he's going to compete with Tank.
Yeah, we'll have to find out exactly. Well, it's the Texans, so we'll never find out exactly what it is. But we'll have to be informed about what the injury is. Is it something that'll keep him out the first couple weeks, or is this a long-term thing? But his slot is likely one where Tank and he would be competing. But if you look at what they are right now in that wide receiver core, aside from Nico, is Hutchinson the guy as your second outside receiver, or is Higgins going to take that job from him? Because that's a bigger concern with for me. Who's going to be your actual number two?
It's Higgins.
You hope so.
Well, I mean, I think he's your other number two, but Tank comes in, and what a good option. You got those three, Dalton Schultz. We'll see what Klein can do. With Montgomery, now guys come out of the backfield, but we don't throw the ball to wide receivers. It's not a bad room. It's not a bad room at all. It would help if Jalen Noel was there. That certainly would help. But with Tank coming back, I think CJ loves Tank. CJ loves Tank. Whether or not Tank is going to be the same guy that he was, he looks great running, right, in the videos we saw.
Yeah, padless and without defenders around him. Will we really know anything about Tank outside of, well, okay, some of that explosiveness is still there. How much will we know about him until we see him in preseason? I'm glad he doesn't have any apparent limitations, but this will be a thing that's a test throughout the year, really. If he looks good early, I would hope even because if you remove the major injury that certainly kept him out for over a year, he was injured before then. So Tank needs to prove to himself and the team that he'll be available. I don't know if it has to be 17 games, but can he be available for the majority of a season?
Yeah.
Is that something we can expect? If that's the case, then all of this is a win. If he's around for 15 games this year, perfect. That means whether he is fully like the guy he was as a rookie or just a step slower, him being out there provides a solid option.
Oh, yeah. No. Tank makes you a better team. I mean, if you had the choice, but nothing against Jalen, but we know what Tank can do. Yeah. We didn't see the explosiveness out of Jalen last year.
Yeah, and he is more straight line. I don't know much. I don't know that we see much wiggle from him, but Tank is all of that in and out of breaks. So if he can go, I think he wins that job.
Yeah. No. If Tank can be on the field, Tank is going to be on the field. I don't think there's any question. Jalen is going to be a special teams guy. Tank it brings you an explosiveness that, I'm not sure a lot of teams have. We saw some wonderfulness out of Tank his rookie year. And hopefully we get that back. We'll see. If that's the case, there were a lot of times that didn't look like everything was on time. CJ was able to find him, late in routes, and man, it was really effective, really effective. That's why CJ cried. He made CJ cry when he got hurt because of what he can do. CJ was a better quarterback when Tank was on the field.
Because he missed his production or the fact that his buddy was hurt?
Probably missed the production.
Okay.
A little bit of both.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Heartless, yeah. CJ. Okay. Damn, man. My second target's out the door. You mean your friend? No. My second target is unavailable. And we're trying to beat this Chiefs team.
Yeah. We trying to win games around here.
Yeah, don't worry about it, CJ.
I'm trying to put up some numbers here to get 60.
Okay? Don't worry about it, CJ.
Trying to pull in 60.
Tank Dell, healthy or not, Dalton Schultz was never going to block in that game. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, Dalton Schultz ain't got it, but we ain't worried about all that.
We were worried about it at the time.
We worried about catching some passes.
When Karloftis,
putting up some numbers.
When Dalton Schultz would look at Karloftis and go, I guess I'm supposed to try to block you, and then Karloftis would already have run by him.
Well, we don't care about that. What we care about
is
catching 60. That's what we care
about. He's not getting 60.
Okay. You don't want to bet on that.
Bet on what?
CJ getting 60.
60?
Yep.
It'll be, you know what? In some ways, I want to see it. I don't think he's going to play.
He has a big year this year.
He won't play to the level of getting 60.
You think that Mulligata is going to just, okay, I'll take your 32, Dell.
I didn't say anything about 32. I didn't say Sam Darnold prices back a couple years ago. I didn't say anything about 32, but he's not getting 60.
I like 60.
Texans have very.
I'm worried about that man's bag.
Texans got very average offensive talent. They don't have enough talent to get that man 60. Even if he played well, they ain't enough on that roster to get him 60. Who's he throwing the ball to? Nico?
Yeah.
Hope and Higgins? Cool. They got one Pro Bowler on that side right now.
Marlon Klein is going to be the new
Benny Joppa.
Trey McBride. He's going to be the new Trey McBride.
Trey McBride?
Yep.
Trey McBride didn't get Kyler Murray 60.
Well, no, he got him fired.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Trey McBride.
Trey McBride was the best tight end
understood.
In football.
You understood. And what did that do for the quarterback who was the starter for the Cardinals? There ain't no tight end getting CJ 60. Get out of here.
Well, he didn't have – I mean, Harrison hasn't done anything. I mean, that has just been a disaster. He ain't Nico. He ain't Nico.
Nico ain't getting CJ 60 either.
Yeah, he is. No, he's not. Watch him. Watch six.
All right, what are the numbers?
Oh, man, I'm worried about CJ's bag.
Clearly.
That's what I'm worried about.
Well, you maybe worry about the bag on his back. That backpack maybe needs to change. What's the numbers then, $60 million man? What are the numbers for CJ this year?
CJ, 4,200, 38, and 7.
For this team who has told everyone they want to run the football?
Yep. That's right. They were actually fooling everybody.
Yeah, they're
trying to look over here.
Mm-hmm. Then they're going to throw it 40 times.
They're going to throw it 40 times a game. They're going to come out like the Patriots do back when Brady was doing the thing. No huddle.
That's right.
Dotting people up.
Yeah. Like
throwing the ball 40 times a game.
It's what we do. It's what we do. No, I hope not.
You don't even want it to happen.
I don't want that to happen.
You want Nick Cayley dialing up 45 pass plays a game?
No, I want to. Let's just run the ball. I'll be happy. Games are 2 hours and 4 minutes. And, you know, we run the football. We win 7-3. I'm good. 5-3. That's good.
That doesn't sound like $60 million per year for a quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm worried about CJ.
You notice how worried I am about CJ's bag.
Yeah, for whatever reason. 5-3 is an interesting number for us for a football game.
Well, our defense is the best in the league.
They'll get a safety.
Okay. That's right. That's how we win games. Safeties. That's how we're going to win games this year.
Kaimi in the defense, huh?
Mm-hmm. I mean, listen. This is a different show than the one that they're doing out there. But look at the backup left guard. Man, does he look good today.
You don't want to break down the Rutledge versus Andrews fight for center.
I hope that there's no Rutledge versus Andrews.
Who do you think is rolling out there to start? It'll be Andrews, right? They're not just going to give it to Rutledge.
Yeah, and Kirk Cousins is starting for the Raiders, too.
He is.
I know. I know he is. And guess what? Guess what's not going to happen week four?
Well, the difference is Mendoza's actually played quarterback before. Rutledge hasn't played center before.
Yeah, he's got some center experience.
When? He didn't do it in college.
Maybe in
practice, but he never did it in a game.
That's okay. That's all right.
Okay.
My guy can play. Don't worry.
He's your guy now?
He's got a mean streak in him, too.
Great.
That's right. That's my guy.
Great.
That's right. He's my guy. So yeah. Do you want to see Jake Andrews again? Is that what you want to see?
It's not about what I want to see. It's about what might happen.
No, they've got to have Rutledge on the field. Are you kidding me? The first round pick?
He didn't. He has to actually prove he can play center, right? That has to at least happen first before they just give him the job.
They already did it in minicamp. And on most depth charts, he's the starting center. I mean, that's the media, but everybody believes this, right? You don't believe this?
I don't believe anything about a
you
lineman.
You think that Rutledge is going to be standing on the sideline next to D'Amico this season?
I don't believe anything about a lineman that Caserio drafts until I see it. Why would I just assume that Caserio hits on a lineman?
Well, that's another story, but this one he hit on. He's got a mean streak out here.
He's due for a good one.
Okay, he got Ursary, he was fine, but...
Hot streak now.
Oh, so now he's gone from due when I brought up Ursary to a hot streak. Okay.
Yeah, they drafted the new Trey McBride, they drafted
that's what
the
I
new
heard.
Jeff Saturday.
Yep.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
It's nothing but going up. Also, he only needs to prove that
the
he can play center.
New Trey McBride.
He only needs to prove he can play center better than Jake Andrews.
I believe that's not a high bar. I agree. I agree with that.
That's all he's got to do.
And I was half joking, but I know what's going on over there, that they're going to have discussions about who's going to win the starting center job, something we don't really like delve into. I'd just like to see it first. I just like to see him, in fact, win the job, not just – I don't want anything handed to anyone, unlike John. John loves for things handed to people.
Give it to him.
Yeah.
That's right. That's me. Give it to him. Who cares?
Don't earn anything.
No. Hell no.
He's given CJ 60 for no reason.
He earned it in college.
Marlon Klein. No, he didn't. He never played a snap. Marlon Klein is now Trey McBride for no reason other than John wants to give that title to him. And also, Jake Andrews, no longer our starting center because Rutledge has a mean streak.
Rutledge does have a mean streak.
Big red.
Stay out the way. Get out the way.
He is a big guy.
Here comes my guy. 713-780-3776. Man, it's 17. See, look at what you do. And I got to tell you about Houston Restaurant Weeks. Back August 1st through September 7th. Think of it like a citywide all-star lineup. Hundreds of restaurants prefix menus, and every time you eat, you help the Houston Food Bank. Dine out, do good. Check out the full lineup at HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. And don't forget to listen tomorrow because we're giving away a spot. We're giving away a spot in the, our two spots, actually, you and a friend in our fantasy league, where you have to come to, where you get to come to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles August 27th and 28th. You get a $200 gift card. You got a room. You got dinner. We got the draft. Come on. So you got to keep on. You got to listen tomorrow. We're not going to tell you what hour. Just listen all morning long right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Some stuff going on. Nice job, Dell.
What did I do?
Tua already back injury.
Not on my team
and
anymore.
And they're signing Cooper Rush.
He's not on my
that's
team.
That's your guy, Tua.
He's not on my team. He's dealing with
that's your guy.
He's dealing with a tight back. And they're signing Cooper Rush because yeah. Michael Penix is not practicing.
He's got a knee.
At all.
You got two injury quarterbacks.
What is we?
And you got to sign Cooper.
I don't
that's
root
you,
for the Falcons.
Tua.
He's not on my team. I've done this
you
before.
Root for Tua.
Is Kyle Tucker your guy? All right then. Well, That's what I thought.
He doesn't put out effort.
No. Well, he's also
George
not.
George Springer's still my guy.
Is he?
That's right. Yeah.
No, he's not.
That's right. I root for George. Yeah. Yeah.
Stop it.
I like George.
You might like George's him, but he's guy. Not your. You don't follow George at bat for at bat. He's not your guy
it became
anymore.
A lot.
It's fine. I hope Tua's fine, but he's not my. I don't spend my off time worried about the Falcons quarterback. I barely worry about the current Dolphins quarterback. I worry more about the Texans quarterback than any quarterback in football because of that walk he has.
Yeah,
it's a lot of reason to worry. It's a lot of reason.
God, we do have a lot. If y'all saw him walking into the stadium.
I was telling Sean, because when my dad's in town, I will take him to his medical appointments. I've seen that walk from people in those clinics before that CJ has.
Not great.
7137803. If you haven't seen CJ's walk, it's not great. Not great, people. Not great. Did you see what Plexico Burress had to say?
What did
Plexico Burress
say?
Plexico Burress compared playing with the Jets to prison.
Oh, I did see that.
They're both kind of similar because when I walked into prison on my first day, I was like, damn, you a bleeping loser. And I had the same feeling every day I walked through the door with the Jets. Jeez. That is just,
well, you
got to
think. This is a guy
Jets.
He who was with the Steelers, one of the premier franchises in football. He won a Super Bowl with the Giants. Course, he had to go away, and his first team he signs with when he comes back is the Jets, who at that time in 2011, I don't think they were very good because they're the Jets. So I can make a safe guess that they weren't very good, but I'll have to look back. I get it. He went from Steelers to Giants to prison, and then the Jets. That's a real fall off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you talk about. Two depressing places, prison and the Jets.
You think the food's better in the Jets facility?
That is just... yes.
Okay.
I'm hoping.
At least he had better food.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm hoping.
I saw that quote. I was like, I forgot he played for the Jets.
Yeah. They went 8-8 in his 1 year there. They weren't terrible.
Hey, let's go. For the Jets, that's 17-0.
Yeah. Under Rex Ryan, yeah.
Still a freaking loser.
Well,
that's what he felt like.
I would guess so.
A flipping
loser.
I
don't know that I would comp at the prison, but I can't walk in his shoes.
I will say the Rex Ryan Jets were good. They made two title
AFC
games.
AFC title games.
And then went 8-8 with Plexico Burress. Like, they were
They weren't awful.
There's some baggage that he's – I'll just say it feels like there's some baggage that he's carrying. You know, maybe the Jets need to, like, rebrand or something. Just try something
change
else.
Their name?
Yeah, repaint the walls even. Just new logo.
They ain't doing it till they sell. Till Woody sells the team.
Yeah.
Then, and only then. Because they're going to be the Jets under Woody. Like, that's all they are.
Hopefully
that's
people forget that we're the Jets. Hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, the Texans were able to rebrand without a sale.
Yeah.
But Woody Johnson needs a Hannah. He doesn't have a Hannah.
He's got a brick.
That's what he got. Yeah,
he's got a son. Yeah. Brick. Maybe Brick's the cow, and he's the one that will.
How long is that going to take? What is Brick like, 21? It's going to take a while before he marries the woman that changed the franchise's fortunes. Is that how it goes?
I'm rooting for Brick, like crazy kid.
I don't know that I can think of a name I'd least like to root for. Than Brick.
Brick?
Yeah. I just
Brick
imagine.
Brick is the Cal of the Jets?
Yeah. Sean is proposing that
in
20 years, when Brick eventually is the owner and takes over, he'll marry a Hannah type, and the Jets will find better ground, higher heights.
Yeah. Yeah. Both of them, Brick and Cal, according to reports, like video games, and like merging video games with running an NFL team, Brick by using Madden ratings to pick players, Cal by playing video games on his belly in the office.
So you have him on his belly. If you guys
belly?
I have him, yeah, like laying, like, you know, getting closer to the TV.
For
laying
people
on
who
his
don't
stomach.
Know the story, this was back when Sage Rosenfels and David Carr were on the team. Way back, apparently Cal had an office with no furniture. And
so where is he going to sit?
And was it David Carr who saw him or Sage saw him? I think Sage told the story.
Sage told that.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard it from Sage, so I don't know.
I don't remember who saw what, but Sage tells the story that Cal was in an office with no furniture playing video games. Sean has him on his belly.
Yeah,
I had him sitting with his legs crossed. Playing. That's the image I always have.
I'm picturing like a kid who just
crisscross applesauce.
Yes.
You got him with his hands and taking
and his
a
legs
picture.
Up in the air.
Yeah, yeah. Legs up. He's playing Halo or whatever.
On his belly. I for whatever reason I had never pictured that.
Like he's a kid on Christmas. Oh.
He's so excited. I think at some point
he wants to get closer to the TV.
I got him sitting on his. I got him sitting cross-legged. I don't know why.
The funniest part is the option for him sitting in a chair off the table.
No furniture.
From what we've heard, there was no furniture. So he had to be sitting somewhere on the floor.
So there was enough care taken to hook up a video game system and put a television in the office, but no furniture. I think that's an add-on by whichever quarterback saw it. There had to have been a chair. Why wouldn't there have been a chair?
Even like a fold-out chair.
Because they were afraid. They couldn't give him a chair.
What was he going to do? In a chair. It's a chair. They were afraid. But they weren't afraid to hand him the reins at some point. Afraid to give him a chair, but not afraid to hand him the reins of the team at some point.
I'm not sure.
I guess
sure.
He grew. I guess he developed. But, I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe he went on a road trip with someone else from the company, sold some tires, you know.
Yeah, the Tommy Boy thing. Yeah. Yeah.
He changed over the course of that 90-minute movie.
And maybe it took 15 years for Cal to be ready, and now he is. Yeah. And look where the Texans are now, one of the contenders for the Super Bowl.
How about that? All thanks to Hannah. So all you had to do was get rid of Easterby and had put Cal flipping burgers. And look at how things have changed.
Put a chain on, throwing up the H.
They went from not trusting him with the chair, allegedly, to now he gets to operate a grill open fire.
With open fire and propane.
Well, but they got to move it away from the house.
They let them cook for people.
Would you see how far it was from the house?
Well, yeah.
Safety.
Safety hazard. Yeah, you gotta be safe.
Fire marshal's watching.
Yep. 713-780-3776. 8:31, bottom of the hour. We're halfway through. Just come on in if you want to hang with us. 713-780-3776.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I don't know what to make of this. Did you guys see this? The Broncos trailed in 15 games last season. They became the only team in league history to win 11 games despite trailing in 15 games.
How late in these games were they trailing? Is it just 3-0, middle of the first, and that counts?
Regardless, that's the first team that has trailed. I mean, you would usually, if you're going to win 11 games, don't you have to have an early lead? We saw snaps. I mean, it was, if there is one indication of if you're a good team, it's how many snaps you have with the lead.
Yeah, you
because
are.
All but Indianapolis, who every team that made the playoffs was in the top 14 except one team. Except one team. And that was Indianapolis. And there was, I forget the team that didn't, wasn't in the top 14 with most snaps with the lead. The Texans were up there. Most snaps with the lead. So you got to have the lead if you're going to win in football games. Denver was trailed in 15 games this season, or last season. And they, man, their under-over is 9.5. I would take Denver's over. I would take the over. Bo Nix a year older. That they defense added, is really good.
They added Waddle this offseason as well.
Yeah. Is he, and he's their best receiver, right, already?
Cortland Sutton's maybe.
Not a big fan.
They kind of got two, like, 1Bs, it feels like. Where it's like two guys that can be ones, but you don't feel awesome about it. But maybe that equals 1-1 between the two of them.
Do you have two 1Bs, Sean? Do you have a 1? I think Cortland Sutton will continue to be, if you want to give them tiers, their 1. Waddle, we have seen, can be an elite 2 when the offense is humming and the quarterback's playing well. I wonder how he'll be used because he's had a couple different roles in his career. He was more of, when Brian Flores was there, that one year he played with him, he was more of a short route guy, catches the ball on screens and hitches and see if he can break one. And then when Mike McDaniel got there, he became more of an intermediate threat and certainly catching some deep balls. Bo Nix and that offense was one where they allowed Bo Nix to hit the easy button a lot. Sean Payton schemed up a lot of open guys for him, whether it be in the flats or off of play action. My question for Bo Nix is, can he be a more advanced passer? Does Sean Payton continue to have to scheme up the easy button throws, which he does a great job of? But I think that's the next step for Bo Nix in his development. So he's going to have the best weapons he's had. I think the most complete wide receiver course, since he's been there.
And they're in the AFC Championship game last year. So, yeah, they're going to be better. I like the over. That is a tough division if Kansas City is good. I'm seeing all kinds of places where Kenneth Walker is going to be a monster. A fantasy monster. I mean, Travis Kelce's not as good. Rashee Rice, is he going to be out of jail? Is he out of prison? I'm not sure. You know? Kenneth Walker is going to have to do a bunch for them.
So if we remember back to last year, he wasn't even their starter until Charbonnet got hurt. And then he exploded in the playoffs, and then we saw what he did in the Super Bowl.
Right.
They've never had – oh, I'm trying to think back. I won't say never had, of course, but when's the last time they've had an explosive back with Patrick Mahomes? Like, Kareem Hunt's a different type of player. We know Clyde Edwards-Helaire never became the guy they thought he could be as a pass catcher at LSU.
His rookie year was good, but that was it.
I don't think they've had this type of
Charles.
Yeah, and that was before Mahomes, right?
Yeah. Holmes.
I don't think they've had a home run hitter in that backfield. So there's a real shot for the Chiefs to at least be more explosive in the run game. as far as the receivers. I believe Rashee Rice is currently not incarcerated. Now, whether the NFL.
Who let him out?
I don't know.
That DA is going to lose his vote.
Okay, the people of Dallas. Did it happen in Dallas? Is that where it happened? All of his incidents?
I don't know, but he certainly is. He's a menace to society.
He is currently not in any government facility, so he is available at least to practice. Whether he gets to play in games is a different story.
Does he have some court dates during the football season?
They can push
those. Can always be pushed back, John. You know that.
Yeah, he's been out since June 16th. All right.
Yeah, he'll be available for training camp
over a month now, John.
Yeah, but there's something going to happen.
Well,
I mean, that's an easy prediction if you want to bet against Rashee Rice and staying, you know, out of trouble if you want to do that. But for others, we like to take a risk. I'm going to say, I can't even say it. Can't even say it. Can't even pretend like I think something won't happen with Rashee Rice during the season, before the season. I don't know. He set an expectation of, he's going to do something that's going to wind him being up in the headline. So good luck to the Chiefs. They've had issues with their receiver corps for a while now.
Yep. They don't care. They're just going to, if you got talent, don't care what you did. Really don't care. We're going to put you on the field. We don't care what you're doing.
If the authorities allow us to, we'll put you on the field. And it's worked pretty well for them.
Unless Dallas County says otherwise, we will put you on the field.
Yes, that's right. Or unless the NFL gets involved. Have they made a ruling on Rashee Rice yet on any of the things he's been accused of?
That's why I'm saying I don't believe dude's going to be there for. I like Denver in the division with San Diego, with the Chargers second and the Chiefs third.
So Mahomes is going to be ready to go, which helps certainly. Does a healthy Mahomes?
Didn't last year.
He got hurt.
Well, he got hurt late.
When did he get hurt? I don't remember.
Like
I actually don't remember what the record was when he got hurt.
They were about to be,
because they lost to the Texans in what was a gotta have it game.
I was gonna say, I think they're about to be eliminated
officially, and then he got hurt later. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to take. I'll have them second, mostly because Justin Herbert got engaged, and everyone tells me once.
Wait a minute.
Everyone
You're
tells me that that's a problem.
Third, because he got engaged.
People tell me with the Astros, the family's getting away all the time.
He doesn't have kids yet.
He's distracted.
He's not distracted.
He was in a music video this offseason. He's definitely distracted.
I'm being told Amarian Hampton is going to have a huge year. Ladd McConkey is one of the great receivers in the game.
He was in a terrible music video because of a terrible song with his now fiance pop star girlfriend. Sean says fake pop star, but whatever. He's definitely distracted. I'm taking the under and Charger wins because of a distracted quarterback.
I like Harbaugh. Harbaugh wins everywhere he goes.
Is he cheating?
If he's not trying, what?
If you tell me they've got their own Connor Stallions in L.A., then I'll agree with you. But now all I know is he's got a failed head coach as his OC and a distracted quarterback. Under on Charger wins.
Okay. All right.
Whatever the number is, hit the under.
You were wrong on Drake May, and you're wrong
now. No, I'm not.
Now.
You saw him poop his leg in the court, down his leg
his,
in the
he
Super
pooped
Bowl.
His pants.
And
no
the
question.
Really the entire postseason. I wasn't wrong. Just early.
His team just won.
Yeah, much like CJ won the Pittsburgh game, that's Drake May's entire playoff run.
He was pretty bad. There's no question. No question. Hey, I mentioned earlier that you can do your draft, your fantasy draft, at the DraftKings Sportsbook at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. We are going to be there. We want you in. Listen tomorrow. You can do yours there, though, even if you don't be, if you're not part of ours, or if you are part of ours and you got another league. How about a great weekend? How about Saturday and Sunday? Y'all go to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. You spend your day by the pool or playing golf or in the casino or playing poker or whatever it is that you like to do at the casino. You bring the wife. You can bring the kids. All right. All 12 of your guys go. They bring the families. You take 3 hours aside. You go to the DraftKings Sportsbook. You do your fantasy draft. They put your draft on one of the gigantic TVs. A lot of fun. Great place. They've got different packages available, including buckets of beer and pizza and wings and foods, credits, and more. Okay. It's a great place to go and do your fantasy draft as opposed to just a bunch of nerds getting together, pulling out their computers, and who do you want? All right. Stop already. Stop. What you need to do is have some fun. Make it a fun event at the DraftKings Sportsbook. They got all kinds of great concerts. They got restaurants. They got whatever it is that you're looking for in a fun time. They've got it all at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Golden, make your reservation now. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 737-803-776 to get in with us. Come on, hang out with us. Giovanni has called during the break, so let's get him in here. Hey, Giovanni.
What's up, gentlemen? I congratulate you, Hall of Fame Radio, as always.
Thanks, Bob.
I called just to say how happy I am. Good riddance to LIV Golf. Nobody wanted 50-hole exhibition. Nobody wanted shorts. Nobody wanted to watch Phil doing stuff with your wife. Losers, good riddance. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Not a big Liv fan. I watched my first Liv event this weekend. I was in Chicago with my cousins, and we were, you know, sitting around late. They had a replay of the Liv, and I was like, it's the first time I watched more Liv golf than I ever have. And it wasn't bad. They got a team event. That's the first time I watched more than 3 minutes of Liv golf. And I was like, yeah, I'm a golf fan. And there were recognizable names. Phil said just recently, I think yesterday maybe even, he said he's so glad he's on the right side. He said the PGA Tour is going to hell and Liv is going to be, you know, has been the best place and it's got the best product. And apparently Liv Golf Michigan, the league's $40 million team championship, set to be officially canceled after the status of the 2026 season finale had come under serious doubt last week. It is going to be... I know, Phil, you've been on the wrong side lately. You're having a real rough time. Do you see Amy's not wearing her wedding ring anymore?
I did not see that.
You didn't see that?
No, I know Phil has had troubles and most recently getting thrown out of a country club or off a golf course or something like that.
He's thrown out of the club. Yeah,
because of alleged actions that might make a wife unhappy.
And it's allegedly not the first time.
Are you telling me a golfer might have been unfaithful?
Well, Phil.
Oh, Phil.
Not all golfers.
Not all golfers.
He's the first golfer to ever,
ever
lie to his wife that he's golfing while cheating on her. guy to ever come up with it.
Well,
Phil, trailblazer.
How about he would give his cell phone to an assistant in the clubhouse and he'd tell him, go play.
So she could track where he was.
On the course.
He is over at a buddy's house.
I mean,
he gives the kid like
allegedly.
$50.
I said a trailblazer, didn't I?
I mean,
yeah.
Listen.
Have other golfers pulled that move? Did Phil learn it for someone else, or is he the first to do it? These are the questions
passed down,
John. These are the questions I need you to answer when it comes to golf. Not about how Henrik Svensson or whatever the hell that guy's name is playing.
Listen, the wife being able to track you by the phone is a relatively new thing.
Yeah, so did this...
He's a trailblazer.
Is this a thing that Phil decided was a good way to circumvent, you know, being faithful to his wife? Or were other guys doing this and Phil's just a guy who took that particular invention from someone else? John, get on it.
Yeah.
Get these questions answered.
I mean, it would have been better, I think, if he'd have taped his phone to the top of a golf cart that was just about to hit 18, play 18.
Wow.
That would be... Now, that would be...
Because if she calls and she wants to FaceTime you, you're out of luck because you've handed your phone to some...
I'm playing golf. I ain't got time for no conversations.
Got it.
I can't tell you how many phone calls I've missed because playing golf because I ain't looking at my phone.
Got it.
I'm busy.
There it is. I think what he did was ingenious, except he got caught.
Yeah. Well, a guy wrote a book about it. I'm not sure anybody's writing a book about
other golfers'
your exploits on the golf course.
Well, other golfers, I'm sure, have followed in Phil's path. We'll see. We'll see if books are written about them later.
Mm-hmm. Or you give it to your buddy. Hey, you're going to play? Here, take my phone with you. I mean, first of all, I don't know about you guys. I can follow my wife anywhere she goes. I don't have that on my phone.
It's not a feature in every relationship, but I know it is in some.
I think that Phil Mickelson...
He brought this on himself.
I think this might not have been the first time Amy has been like, I wonder what Phil's up to when he says he's golfing.
And him not having a good answer for why he wasn't golfing.
Another argument that led to, actually, I need to know the GPS location of your phone.
So you don't think the first time he was on tour when they were married, this was a thought she had. His prior actions might have led to her wanting... some security in knowing where he was.
They've been married a while, Del.
Yeah, things happen.
She's familiar with this game. Very familiar with this game.
I didn't even do that with my kids, and I can see why you would do that with your kids, so that you can always track them, you can always find them.
Yeah,
because just in case, because it's dangerous out there. People are not great people.
Nope.
I don't know if you guys heard.
We know,
but I didn't even do that with my kids, let alone let my wife know where I am all the time, or have to track my wife all the time. I'm not doing that. What kind of relationship do you have if you have to
track trust.
Your spouse?
Well, there's a trust built that hasn't been broken in that relationship, and that's great. It's clear.
Phil
has broken that trust.
Yeah.
But I know. I have buddies, though, that they can track their wife or the wife can track them.
And they're just okay with that? Nothing proceeded to make that a thing in that relationship?
No, nothing. The whole family can track each other. I'm like, no, I don't want everybody tracking.
Who's tracking? You're at the casino or the golf course.
Who cares? That's the two.
And maybe you stop at a Taco Bell, Jack in a Box. Maybe.
Usually I stop at a place called a bar.
Well, that too.
But
those are places, like, you know what never happens? Like, sometimes you might spend some money someplace that your bank's not used to, and they send you a notification. Is this you? Never when John's at a bar. No. The bank's like, okay.
Wave him through.
Yeah. Every purchase is cool, no matter how much it is. John's where he's supposed to be,
at a
bar.
That's no problem.
Well, did you like this quote from Casario? Because he spoke at 8:30 or so. I don't know if it's still going on. Despite that video that we've been talking about, CJ Stroud has had the best offseason he's had since becoming a Texan.
Well, he's more focused,
according to Nick Casario.
How many times do we have to tell you how focused he is this offseason?
I've heard that he's very focused. Everyone ignores the implication that the team is saying that he wasn't as focused as he should have been, possibly, or just more focused, depending on how you want to couch that statement. He's either more focused than he's ever been, or he wasn't focused enough in previous offseasons. But you know what?
He's more focused.
I'm glad his focus is not under question anymore.
Listen, I don't know. We're making fun, but I liked his offseason.
What did he do?
I liked the fact that we didn't see him. We didn't hear from him. Because after his rookie year, we heard way too much from him. Last year, we heard less. This year, we heard nothing from him. He was working. He was in. You know what? I think there's some self-realization here. I am staying away. I am not bringing myself any attention because look at the way I played at the end. And I've got to work harder. I got to be more. I don't know, you know, maybe he thought, well, for whatever reason, he is more focused than ever, and he should have been, right? I mean, he probably thought, well, I was focused last offseason. Well, maybe not nearly as much as you were this offseason, or there's degrees, obviously, but he hit it harder this offseason, and he should have. He sucked. He sucked at the end of the year.
I just don't know that focus was the reason he was the – or lack thereof was the reason he's been the quarterback that he is the last 2 years. There may just be a question about the play caller, and they found questions with that play caller and fired Slowick. Is Nick Caley a good play caller, which is something we're going to have to find out. While I'm not taking blame away from CJ as far as some of his performances, because some of that's on him, I don't know that I would attribute it to lack of focus.
Saw with your human eyes. Was it Nick Caley in that New England game, or was it CJ?
I'm not talking about the playoffs. Those are outliers. I don't believe that's – I've said it's – Sean's listened to – he's been on the show, certainly. I've said it's multiple times. That's not who he is. That is an outlier. It was terrible. I wouldn't even attribute that to lack of focus. I can't even say what that was because that's not who he is as a quarterback. We saw two games at him at his worst. We had not seen that leading up until that point. No one expected something like that. That's not who he is. What I've seen in his regular seasons is a guy who's, you know, the 13th, 14th best quarterback in football. Does focus change that, or is that just who he is? I've got two seasons of saying he's fine. He's pretty good. And maybe that's just who he is.
Yeah. I'm hoping not. I'm hoping year two of Caley, who he's better, like you said. Sure, there's a chance Nick Caley is going to be a lot. Hopefully, he's going to be a lot better, and it'll make CJ a lot better. Listen, Trevor Lawrence was not good until he got Liam Cohen, and now Trevor Lawrence has turned a corner. He's got a good. You ask Brady. Brady's like, y'all judge quarterbacks. Why ain't you judging offensive coordinators? Why is that? There's no list of best offensive coordinators because that's who is making quarterbacks good.
But for all the talk of Lawrence, and I don't disagree, he played better. He looked like the same guy in the playoffs, the same guy we had seen over the course of his career.
Playoffs are different. You got it in you. And right now, CJ doesn't. The answer is no. CJ doesn't have
so
it
in him. I don't think the two.
Trevor Lawrence doesn't have it in him.
While Liam Cohen, the more accomplished play caller, Nick, he just has more experience, and the success has played out on the field for him. When it came down to it, his quarterback looked very similar to the guy we have seen, and whether the questions are there in Jacksonville or not, the questions around the league are still there about Trevor Lawrence, I believe. And I think CJ is closer to the guy we've seen for the better part of 2 years than we saw in the playoffs. But I get the hope. I get if it's focus, if it's losing weight, if you want to really get down to the cutting of the hair, whatever it is. Because if it's not him, then while the rest of the rosters, at least on defense, is pretty set, then you got to start over if it's not him, at least that quarterback.
Yep. Well, we'll find out. This is a big year. It's 9:02 on ESPN 97.5, 7037-803776. Our final hour coming up. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
Brought to you by the Capital One Saver Card. With Saver, you earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining, entertainment, and at grocery stores. That's unlimited cash back on ordering takeout from home, or unlimited cash back on tickets to concerts and games. So grab a bite, grab a seat, and earn unlimited 3% cash back with the Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.